USA News, I'm John Schaefer. Some of the most powerful tanks in the world are heading to Ukraine thanks to the United States.
Delivering these tanks to the field is going to take time. Time that we'll see and we'll use to make sure the Ukrainians are fully prepared to integrate the Abrams tanks into their defenses.
President Biden making the announcement about the 31 tanks today. He says Ukrainian forces need the tanks to counter Russia's evolving tactics. Germany, France, and the United Kingdom also agreeing to send tanks. House Speaker Kevin McCarthy Tuesday officially denied seats on the House Intelligence Committee to Democratic Representatives Eric Swalwell and Adam Schiff. It's a move House Republican leader Steve Scalise called necessary.
If people have shown a propensity to either espouse anti-American, anti-Semitic views, do things that have put themselves in a compromised position, including lying about classified information, it raises serious questions.
McCarthy citing a new standard from Democrats for why he would strip Schiff and Swalwell of their committee assignments. The Democrat-led House in 2021 removed two GOP reps from their committees for inflammatory rhetoric. Centers for Disease Control announcing that the Omicron booster shot also protects against mild illnesses from other COVID subvariants. CDC officials say the Pfizer and Moderna boosters reduce the risk from the XBB subvariants by half, but they caution that does depend on age, with seniors only having 42% reduced risk. Scientists have said the XBB subvariants are so resilient to antibodies, they could cause another COVID wave. Winter storms making their way across the Midwest and Northeast United States today. Gusty winds and a lot of snow expected throughout those regions. The heaviest snowfall expected to land in northern New York through Maine, where some residents can expect a foot of snow or more. And at the closing bell, the Dow Jones Industrial Average up 10 points, the S&P 500 fell by less than a point, and the NASDAQ dropped 21. This is USA News.
Nothing fights the winter blues like a delicious and satisfying meal. Luckily, Omaha Steaks makes it easy to start the year right and keep that warm and cozy feeling going all winter long. Right now is the perfect time to stock up and fill your freezer with flavor. Go to omahasteaks.com and use promo code TREAT at checkout and get $30 off your order. Save on perfectly portioned favorites, easy meals, and so much more with Omaha Steaks Freezer Filler Sale. That's $30 off an endless variety of gourmet choices, from incredible steaks, premium chicken, delicious pork to seafood. There's something for everyone, and every bite is backed by their 100% money-back guarantee. Visit omahasteaks.com today. Enter TREAT at checkout to get $30 off your order. Order with complete confidence today, knowing you're ordering the very best. Visit omahasteaks.com. Use promo code TREAT at checkout to get that extra $30 off your order. Minimum order may be required.
A Newport News, Virginia teacher who was shot by a 6-year-old student on January 6th is suing the school where that shooting happened. Abby Zwerner's attorney said the school's administration had been warned about the child before the shooting.
Three times. School administration was warned by concerned teachers and employees that the boy had a gun on him at the school.
At a press conference this morning, Diane Toscano claimed that Zwerner texted a loved one before the attack, saying the child had her fearing for her life and school officials were failing to act. The head of the International Atomic Energy Agency says Iran now has enough material to make several nuclear weapons. Rafael Grossi says the time is now for diplomatic efforts to begin to stop Iran from developing weapons. Speaking in Brussels to a European Parliament committee, Grossi emphasized that Iran hasn't built any weapons yet, but the West needs to do all it can to make sure they don't. Changes are coming to the NBA All-Star Game.
The NBA is making changes to the All-Star Game format. The league announced on Tuesday that two team captains will pick their squads just before tip-off in Salt Lake City. It's the first time in All-Star Game history that both teams will be decided right before the game starts. It's also the sixth time the team captain format will be used. Nets forward Kevin Durant says he wants to play in the mid-season classic and is working hard to recover from a knee injury. The All-Star Game takes place on February 19th. I'm Julio Flores.
Metallica bringing their new album to the big screen. The band will premiere 72 seasons at movie theaters on April 13th. I'm John Schaefer, USA News.
If you're a diabetic, we have great news. You can end the painful finger sticks with a new CGM. Plus, they may be covered by Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance. If you test and inject daily, you may qualify. Call U.S. Med now to learn more.
800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. 800-471-7065. That's 800-471-7065.